I joined the Girls Life Brigade in about, it was either 1958 or 1959. They started cadets, they were called then. They started at six. Later they went down. We got younger than that. Then they were six to eight. And then juniors were 8 to 11, and seniors were 11 to 14, and pioneers were 14 upwards. So I was a junior just when I joined. Well, we did the whole badge stuff that Girls Life Brigade had, a whole masses of badges. And so what happened was that as a company we did the sort of mostly the physical badges we did as a company. So we did everything. We had an excellent, one of our lieutenants was excellent at anything to do with PE, physical stuff. We began every company evening on Wednesday with vaulting. We had a vaulting box, and we began every single one with that. And first time you looked at it, I remember looking at it thinking, hey, can't get over that. Because I hadn't been, obviously, until you went to senior school in those days, you didn't see such things. So I'd never really seen one of these things before. And I don't imagine it was at its full height, but it wasn't far off. I think it was just one. I think we just took one bit off at that point when the juniors did it. And we learnt to do all sorts of things. And we did some quite amazing vaults, really. When I think about it now, I don't think you'd ever dream. I wouldn't, when I was leader of it, I would never have dreamt of putting kids through that, but... But we did it, and we were very proud of it. We were very good at it, really, I think, as a group, considering. So that was the beginning. And then we did all sorts of different sorts of dancing, national dancing, country dancing. We did club swinging. We did skipping, steps and stuff.
Yeah.
All sorts of team games. And we also played sort of indoor sort of netball-y type games and basketball-y type games and those sorts of things with equipment. And then we also did craft things together, and that could range from anything to anything, really. We did, you know, knitting, sewing, making things, collage, big things, small things, needlework. We did a lot of the sort of things that cross-stitch type things. We made things later on out of... I make this plastic stuff with holes in that you can make, and you can actually make 3D things with. So began with sort of 2D, because in those days it was just material, but then they made these things that had this plastic sort of, I don't know what you call it, flat piece of plastic with little holes in, and you could sew it. But because it was rigid plastic, you could then build it into, you could make sort of like little house or boxes sort of thing. So you'd make... You know, we did all sorts of things like that. And I'm sure there must be a load of other crafty things we did. Of course, we did all sorts of, you know, the painting and the drawing and all those sorts of things as well. A bit of origami, I think, if I remember rightly. Weaving, basket making, all those... The sorts of things that needed equipment. At one point, we made seagrass stools, I remember. All the things that needed the sort of equipment that you wouldn't buy for your, you know, for your family, in a family, you know, that you'd have... more at a place like that, something that schools would do or not, but you know, that sort of bulk sort of thing. And then because of the way the badges worked in those days, where you just got an individual badge for every subject at two different levels, you could do anything that you liked doing, you could do at home, because they would tell you what you needed to do for the badge. And so you could do reading. I did music, quite a lot of music ones, things you were involved in, swimming clubs and things that you could get stuff like, you know, which you couldn't obviously do on church Wednesday night, cycling things. We did those together as well, but you could do them separately. And you could do things like astronomy. I've got an arm full of badges. I've still got my old uniform that I had when I was, well, I stopped wearing when I was 17, and it has, I don't know how many, I haven't ever counted them, but you know, you used to get sort of 10, 12 a year, I suppose, probably. And they came in. They're round, and they're they had a little picture in the middle, and they were blue, and they had a circle around the outside of them of colour. So they were blue. They were embroidered. Blue was an elementary badge, and red were advanced badges. And so you had to have the advanced ones at the top. So we used to have a display every year, and you got presented with your badges. My mother used to then sit up for the next, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours, because we always had church parade the next morning. I don't know why they always managed to make it like that. So I'm sure that actually, for even for the officers, that wasn't really a very good way of planning it, but it always seemed to work like that. So mother had to get all the badges, because you had to take off the, if you'd done the next level, and so you'd gone from elementary to advanced, you had to take off the elementary one so you could put the advanced one at the top. So you had to jiggle them around. It's quite complicated. They had to be substituted, so therefore right. You had to find spaces, and you know, it was never at the top of the blue ones that you had to take them out, because that would have been easy. Just take it off, put a red one, and it would be next door. But it was never like that. And proper buttonhole stitch around. Fortunately, yes, my mother was good at sewing. I didn't do my own badges for, I probably never really did them. I did do them at the end, but not much. Also always did, and this is true all the way through Girls Brigade, Girls Life Brigade and Girls Brigade, one of the main areas of badges was called spiritual. I don't remember if they were divided into the various groups of badges in those days, because I didn't really have much to do with the badge system. I mean, I knew what, you know, you just said what sort of badges you... I mean, I saw a list so that you could find out, you know, choose which badges you wanted to do at home, as it were. But I didn't ever see the system because I was only, you know, a child. But there was always a spiritual badge, and you had to do those, and we did those together. So it would be anything from foreign countries where mission workers works, learning about mission workers, getting to know about the church that you belong to and all the people involved in it and what it did, doing sort of learning Bible stories or themes from the Bible, history of the Bible, almost anything about the Christian faith really that you could think of that children might learn to do, we did. Mm-hmm. And that's always the centre, and there was always a time. During the evening was divided into, usually you did the physical stuff or the badge work, swapped over sometimes because of age, when there were enough people to have groups of doing all of the stuff, so that it wasn't such a small company that you couldn't, right. That you had to do it all together. But we'd swap between whatever the badge work was for that session, that sort of half a term or whatever, 6 weeks, I think we did them for, probably something like that. And so we used to always in the middle have a time of sort of worship type stuff as well, talk and a prayer and a song usually. Some from other churches and some from no church at all.
Right.
I mean, obviously at that stage probably there were fewer from no church than became the norm further later on, you know, because society being as it was. But no, there were, I'd say, probably the Christchurch group was smaller than the rest, but we did have them from various churches. There were two companies, there were two Girls Brigade companies in Welwyn Garden City, ours, and then one at the URC church in Woodall Lane.
That one
was the other one there. We were the first Welwyn Garden City and they were the second Welwyn Garden City. We didn't do very many things together. We did things together with all the companies in the district, which wasn't called a district then. It was called a battalion. I mean, we used to go to church parade at Christchurch, and everybody was expected to go to the church parade. But apart from that, you were supposed to go to church every Sunday. That was one of the things of Girls Brigade. It was part of the terms and conditions, as it were. In those days, most people did, but it didn't matter which church you went to. You could go to anyone. I think if you didn't go to Christchurch, you could even have a card that your Sunday school teacher could sign. We had those a lot later, certainly. I think probably even then you could have one, but our lot weren't bothered about that. If you said you went, they believed you.
Because,
yeah, so the spiritual bit is always central. It's the centre of the Girls Brigade badge. Girls Life Brigade badge was a cross, and they always told you how central it was to life and to the Girls Life Brigade. We used to also, I mean, this would be a week by week thing where we did the badge work, but we would also go on sort of occasional outings to things as well,
mm-hmm.
at the weekends, particularly usually in age groups, because obviously more appropriate to go to various things. I can remember as a senior, we used to always have a senior outing to the cinema in London. Yeah, it was very exciting in those days. I don't think kids would worry about it now, but it was very exciting. You didn't go out without your parents really much. Saturday evening, I remember it well. We went to see Funny Girl once, I remember, at some point. I don't know when that came out, but anyway, that's probably quite a bit later, I don't know, but you know. But yeah, we did those sorts of things, and we also used to have gatherings of our the local area that was called the Battalion, which covered from here to Potter's Bar. And that they would be for all sorts of different things. Sometimes we had Christmassy sort of socially things, and sometimes we'd have parties. Sometimes we'd have a sports day in the summer at somebody that some church that had, you know, a massive expanse of grass somewhere, and those sorts of things. And we also went to sometimes outings of that sort of set of people to the seaside and things. And later on, as they became more popular, we had area outings to places like Thorpe Park, and that sort of thing continued. And we used to go to camp every year as well, only it wasn't under canvas, because girls in the Girls Life Brigade can go to camp from the age of 8, and our company captain and lieutenant decided that it would be far more fun if we didn't go under canvas when we were 8, because then we could take everybody who wanted to go. And so we used to camp in church halls. Yeah, we went to the seaside once a year for a week in the summer holidays. Generally, we went on the south coast, generally, because it was quicker, yes, I guess, coach-wise. We did go to the east coast a couple of times. All this time, I guess, we had two officers. Basically, we had a captain and a lieutenant. Doris Gerber was the captain. Joyce Sutherland was the lieutenant. Most of that, in fact, probably all of that time when I was a child and a teenager. The four times, I think, that we appeared at the International Rally of the Girls Life Brigade and the Girls Brigade, this is over the period, this is past that time, this in that time, but also past,
yes.
At the Royal Albert Hall, those are superb. We didn't do those as a company. We did those as either the battalion, or later on the district, which was the same area, mm-hmm. or the division, which one where we just had the very little children doing it. By then they were probably, I think they were probably five to eight by then. I think we'd gone down a year to 4 or 5 by then. They did a thing on bugs and germs and things. At that stage, I was about 17, because I was in charge of the little children. I managed to be in charge of those at 17. It was really good. I enjoyed that too. But so that was fun. And we would meet together usually on probably Saturday afternoons. We would do it then. Later on, it was always Sunday afternoon we met to practice. Another memorable event that was the Royal Albert Hall was when I was 1971. In May 1971, hauled upon the stage of the Royal Albert Hall at this said international rally, so that they could give me my valedictory badge and send me on my way. So I stood up there, terrified out of my life, wearing said uniform, thinking, And that was very memorable. And at one point, I had 120 members, 120 in the company. That was when I was around during that period. I'm trying to think when that must have been. It must have been before I left for college. It must have been in the mid-60s. The small ones, 5 to 8, still then, used to meet on a Friday evening as opposed to a Wednesday evening. And so I did those, and then on the Wednesday evening I used to help with the others. Became an officer in the company. The company was founded on February the 1st, 1941, originally. And it moved to the Free Church in about 1984.